Duke Tiernan opened the door to his study, letting it swing shut behind him. I caught the faint scent of iron. Blood. He hadn't yet dressed for the rite, too busy getting a snack in. He'd taken about 3 steps before the bastard realized the chamber wasn't empty.
What in...
Tiernan halted, as I slowly turned the chair to face him, whose dark, soulless eyes went wide. They widened even more when he noticed the dead guard.
The fu-
Good afternoon. I propped my booted feet on the smooth, shiny surface of his desk.
Your Grace?
The pale-haired fucker recovered quickly. He straightened and dropped his cloak on the settee. Anger tightened the skin around his mouth.
I must admit, the utter disrespect of your actions has me at a loss for words. But I assume you must be here to turn in your resignation.
I tilted my head. And why would you think that? His nostrils flared.
Because you'd have to be a fool to believe you'd keep your role as a guard when you leave this office.
Well, for starters, I'm not going anywhere. The Duke went rigid. My smile spread. And secondly, I cannot behave disrespectfully towards someone I never respected in the first place. His 2 red lips parted. My gaze dropped to the crisp collar of his white shirt. There was a small red drop there. Messy eater.
You're out of your mind.
I'm out of many things. Patience is one of them. Reaching over, I picked up the cane. His gaze shot to it. He took a step forward, his large hands curling into fists at his sides.
I've been waiting for you to return for some time, Dorian.
He halted once more, his back going straight as he stared at me. Understanding dawned in his features. He'd finally figured it out. Who I was. What he'd gladly welcomed into his guard and allowed to sleep beneath his roof. Why I was here. His eyes shot to the door.
Run. I dare you.
Duke Tiernan locked up.
Ah, there it is. A flicker of intelligence is to be found.
You.
I folded my hand around the end of the cane.
Me?
The Dark One.